Hi everybody, this is Victoria, and today we're going to be talking about mind segregation, mind control, how it all works on you. Now, I was asking the spirits recently about this and how, and the whole process and the thinking behind it, and one of the spiritual beings that I speak to came forward and wanted to talk to you about this. Now, the reason why Bevan is coming forward, Blavin, I'm sorry, I said your name incorrect. But the reason why he's come forward is because he used to be a part of this when he was alive.
Hello, Victoria. This is, you can call me Bevan.
It's
probably, or B for short. Sometimes they call me B for short. And I was born about 1918, give or take a few months. I'm not exactly sure when. That part of my memory is not completely retained. Obviously, it's been stripped away from me, but I regained it, and I wanted to talk to you about some things that I went through that led into something that is now referred to as the Monarch Program. Now, if any of you have studied pedophilia for whatever reason, hopefully because you're law enforcement and not a sicko, but as you know, the criminal elite of your world do many things, and they do them rather naughtily. They have learned that if you take children at a young age, no older than 4, but usually between the ages of, say, 18 and 36 months, usually between the ages of 3 and 4 is optimal, depending on how intelligent the child is. And what you do is you ritually traumatize the child. Now, whether you realize this or not, all of these studies about abusive homes, yes, some of it is very real. But there are a group of breeders, a group of people that take children, either at a very young age, or actually some of the women will give birth to them specifically for the purpose of creating beings that they can completely control. So what they do is they traumatize the child very vigorously for many months until the child is completely broken and psychologically just undone. And this forces multiple personalities to occur. When they find the predominant opportunistic personality, they will take that personality and begin to fill it with information and teach that personality to do certain things and to believe certain things. In essence, they're creating a completely different person inside of what appears to be a normal child. The traumatization is then forgotten. The child is then treated excessively well. They go from being abused to then be treating excessively well, so that their main personality emerges, but that their subsistent or subconscious personality will then eventually be triggered with certain command words, prompts, images, events, pictures, or things that they handle.
The Monarch Project, this just brought up something to me, which I've seen a lot in the music industry, is the butterfly. And a lot of female artists have this butterfly tattoo on them.
This is to represent that they are a monarch, that they are programmable. And they may not even realize that they got this tattoo or sigil. Some of them have tattoos in their private areas, as you know.
Yes.
But, and Hollywood runs off. This is how Hollywood operates. No, you don't position people as stars unless they were part of the MK Ultra program.
Exactly.
Which is an extension of the Monarch program, which is an extension of one of the programs I worked on pre-Nazi Germany. The information was used by, you may remember Mengele. He was worked on mind control, especially with duplicates. They were working on clones, but they said they were also working with identical twins as well. They were studying the effects of cloning and everything even back then. And this was all part of the program, you see, because once you traumatize a child, especially a clone that's been reborn or used as a young child and DNA is introduced in it until it morphs into a clone, you can then trigger the right information in the clone, and there are some beings that are bred specifically for this purpose, to be the worker bees for the evil elite reptilians that control your planet.
Yes, see, now that makes perfect sense to me, because we did a show not too long ago about clones. And so these women who have these human children They're just breeders. That's their whole purpose, is to breed these children, and then they're taken at a young age and they're indoctrinated into this mind control, correct?
That is not only correct, but you can completely control them. They become programmable beings. You can literally tell them that they believe in a certain thing, they feel a certain way, and they believe these are all their own original thoughts that they have done over the years and that they believe in, and you can make them do virtually anything. Especially, this works well in Hollywood and the sex slave industry.
Yeah, see, now this also applies to religion too, Davis, because if you look at, for instance, I'll give you an example. The other day, I had this woman tell me that she was a Baptist, but she also had delved into Wicca, and that, you know, you shouldn't make fun of people because they want to have different beliefs. But here's the argument. You cannot serve two masters, and even if you are a Baptist, your Bible will tell you that you're not supposed to do anything in the way of divination or foretelling of the future or anything, because that goes against your Christian code beliefs. So how can you be a Christian practicing the belief of Jesus and the Bible and then refer back to Wicca? It's like, you know, it's ridiculous, because in some ways that just shows me how controlling religion is into segregating people's minds into this dual belief.
Religion relies on a very subtle form of mind control. What it does is it forces people who always want to be part of the group and want to be respected and loved by other people to get in and be part of the bandwagon. This is all part of the propaganda that was created. This was done so that you could feel good about being in the religion you are, even though you are destroying people's lives. Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful? You can feel good about yourself.
So then, religion was the first experiment and the ultimate mind control. And then all these other types of experimentation kind of came from that?
Originally, most of the doctrine of mind control came from studying some of the ancient texts. The Sumerian tablets, for example, which, by the way, is the basis and foundation for the Christian Bible. Many of the stories that were told there have been retold in the Bible, and that comes as a shock to some people. But anyhow, the point that I'm trying to make here is that I would like you to understand something. The ultimate form of mind control is when you don't realize you're being mind controlled. That's why religion is more subtle, more gentle. The experiments I'm talking about are actual ways to create dependent people on you, where they hang on your every word and think you're their best friend, and that you will do whatever they say because they have your best interest in mind, regardless of what they ask you to do. There are many people in Hollywood that live up to this example. You know, Miley Cyrus is a great example of someone that has been indoctrinated through MKUltra at the very beginning, worked her way up through Disney, which, by the way, is nothing more than a sexualization machine for children, and it was designed to study human behavior. That's the whole purpose of Disney. They're very closely related to the CIA and the FBI. They do lots of spying on people, and they're going to facial recognition this year, by the way. Disney is trying to push the whole globalist propaganda.
Wow.
You can even watch some of the latest movies. They're all filled with subliminal sexual prompts for children. They want to sexualize your children, and that's what Disney is doing. At least that's what it certainly looks like to many people that are investigating them, and people like myself, beings that have lived and been alive and also passed on and have come back again. Some of us are here specifically to undo the damage of these large corporations. That's coming around the corner soon, too. But there are many other horrific things on the way. I wanted to talk about mind control because it's the one thing that affects everybody. There are energies that are projected all around you that try to manipulate frequencies to put your mind in a complacent state so that you will be suggestible. That's the main form of mind control, but then there's more specific targeted forms of mind control that exist from the Monarch program that, by the way, was nothing more than an extension of some of Mengele's work as well.
Yeah, you know what? Anish was talking to me the other day about this kind of stuff when he was doing the program on clones, and he said the man is still alive and is carrying out these experiments because of the way they use clones. They can also you know, increase their lifespan with some of the alien technology they've got.
Have you ever watched a movie, Victoria? Do you know how you can do scene selections and jump ahead of the movie or to the back? Well, your DNA operates the same way. It records everything you see, everything you do, everything you feel, everything you touch, everything you experience. That knowledge is to be passed on from generation to generation to you and your offspring, and it is, but you don't have access because of this prison planet, as they like to call it. Well, I'm here to tell you this. You must learn to break away from these thoughts and these frequencies. The only way to do it is to remove yourself from these stimuli. If you live in a large city, those of you that are attuned should move out of the city because you're going to experience much more discomfort and it ages you prematurely. It's all designed to accelerate your mind, force your compliance, and eventually kill you. That way you live short lives. They can harvest energy from you as you live in misery, and then when you die and the energy is stripped from you and you are returned to this planet in another family organization and you lose all of your memories.
Yeah, I mean, we've been saying this for weeks now, and it's taking different spirits that are coming forward to tell you this. For those of you who have been listening to some of these audios, you may have already heard of another angel, a fallen angel that spoke to us once, called Aliel. And there is redemption for some of these beings who may have been in a previous life, have done things that they're sorry for, and part of their redemption is when they decide to be spiritual beings again, that their purpose is to undo the things that they did when they're alive. Is this correct?
Yes, this is exactly how the system can work for those who are unique. You see, the typical person lives their life. They have their life experiences. They age, they grow old, and eventually they die. They believe at the moment of death they will be reunited with their God or their beliefs or go to Nirvana or the happy hunting grounds or whatever you choose to believe. But what actually happens is your energy is absorbed and processed. And when this energy is absorbed and processed, it is stripped away from you as fuel, as energy, as food for dark demonic beings, as well as some of the more potent angelic beings and alien beings. They're all interconnected, whether you choose to believe this or not. Your religion separated these things so that you would not believe in them, so that you would not give them the energy and also allow yourself to grow. They wanted to keep you as cattle in a pen. They don't want the pen open. They don't want you wandering around doing what you want to do. They want to send you right to the slaughterhouse. And then you come back and do it again, and they send you through the slaughterhouse again. And then you come back and do it again, and they send you through the slaughterhouse again. Only those beings that are aware of this process can break free of it. And sometimes it can take dozens of generations for you to be able to do that. This is all part of mind control, too, because if you could have your memories of prior lives, you would be able to remember what happened to you, and you could defeat these beings because you would all come together after two or three lives that you've lived, and you realize you're getting screwed every life. But since you don't remember, you don't know, and you keep believing the BS that's shoveled to you called religion and politics.
Yes, that's exactly right, because now I, myself, having memories, I know that this is how it works. All those years that I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness child being fed this indoctrination and the fear that goes with it, when I finally shed my fears and explored what that religion was, I came to understand how much mind control humanity has been under for thousands of years because of religion. So what I'm going to say to you is, firstly, I want to thank Davis for coming on. He's decided that was enough. So when these spirits have said that's enough, they don't want to do it anymore. And the only reason that they're coming forward now is because part of their redemption too, to help humanity, is to tell the truth. And they have nothing to lose by doing this. I also want to tell you guys that once you learn about where human origins came from, about the type of indoctrination that we have been under, the type of enslavement, you can then focus your third eye to look into other dimensions. Now, you may not think that's possible, but I am telling you that human beings were created from everything that I have learned from the spiritual realm. Human beings were created to use their third eye, and that we could become a force to be reckoned with within the universe if we learn to do this properly. If we use our third eye for good reasons, not for war, not for control, not to hold humanity in an enslavement, but to rather use our third eye to use technology to enhance our species, to use the earth to give us the right kind of food that we need to eat, and for us as human beings to come together to use our third eye so that we can overpower this evil. I do want to also let you know that once you have reached a certain point in your spirituality, going into dimensions, just like some of you now can see what you would classify a ghost, you may see a darkened image, or you may see a shadow, or you may see an alien presence in some kind of shadow form. You as a human being can do the same. And often when the spirits see me in their dimension, I look like the ghost to them. So they will see me the same way that we will see them, because the dimensional aspect of what's happening changes as you move into their dimensions. And I know you may not think that's possible, but it's entirely true. And once humans learn to use their third eye, there is absolutely nothing that they're not capable of doing. So I want you to understand that what's happening on Earth right now is the division of trying to keep us enslaved, or allowing us to move forward to use that amazing gift that we were all given to help humanity advance, to join the Galactic Empire, to become a part of the future where we all have a real chance to move off-world, to go to other planets, to learn to explore, to do what we were always intended to do. And I wanted to leave you with that feeling of euphoria, because it's coming really soon. But in order for that to happen for you, you have to shed the lie. You have to release that emotional attachment to religion. And you have to see our future in a whole new perspective that does not include control mechanisms, socialism, Marxism, and all the rest of it that has held us back for thousands of years. I'm going to leave you guys with that note, and I'll talk to you very soon.